The benefits of flexible work arrangements. Choosing how, when, and where you work can be incredibly freeing. For those balancing caregiving and careers, managing mental or physical health issues, or just wanting more time for hobbies, having a personalized work setup can be life-changing. In 2014, Lizzie Penny and Alex Hurst each had life-changing experiences that led them to believe traditional work methods were outdated. For Penny, becoming a mother revealed how the rigid 9-to-5 work culture made it hard for many people to have fulfilling careers. A complicated pregnancy in 2017 reinforced the appeal of work style, a term they coined to describe a new, individualized way of working. To test this idea, they launched Hoxby, a social enterprise. When Penny was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2020 and began chemotherapy, work style became her lifeline. It allowed her to work based on how she felt each day. Her experiences with parenting, illness, a global pandemic, and a move across the country showed how adaptable her work style is to life's unpredictable changes. Hurst's journey to a healthier work style. For many years, Hurst worked at a startup that valued being physically present. He spent 10 hours each week commuting to the office. At first, the fast pace and long hours were exciting, but over time, the constant demands affected his mental health. He felt increasingly unhappy and disconnected. Starting Hoxby with Penny and adopting a flexible work style was a turning point for Hurst. His mental health improved, and he and his wife, Sarah, became parents, traveled the world, and moved to the countryside. Work style lets him be there for important family moments. He continues to adjust his work style to meet life's changes and challenges. The outdated 8-hour workday. The 8-hour workday was created 200 years ago by Sir Robert Owen, a social reformer. Owen believed that a day should be divided into three parts: 8 hours of work, 8 hours of sleep, and 8 hours of free time. He tried out this idea in his cotton mill. In the early 1900s, Henry Ford made the 40-hour workweek popular, and benefits like work holidays and safe practices became common. However, the 9-to-5, 5-day workweek is now outdated and no longer effective. In the 1930s, industrialist W.K. Kellogg introduced flexible working by reducing shifts from 8 to 6 hours. However, he reversed this decision after World War II. In the 1960s, some companies in West Germany tried to reduce traffic during peak times by allowing workers to start and end their workday within certain time frames. This flexible work idea slowly spread to corporate America. Today, flexible working is popular, but it hasn't dramatically changed the traditional 5-day, 40-hour workweek. Additionally, not everyone has access to flexible work, creating a gap between those who do and those who don't. Remote workers often feel excluded, overlooked, or less valued than their in-office colleagues. Major social trends of 2014. By 2014, Penny and Hurst were experiencing significant life changes, while three key social trends were shaking things up: an aging population, technological advancements, and the rise in independent work. Life expectancies were increasing, meaning most workers would outlive mandatory retirement ages, but many hadn't saved enough for retirement. This put pressure on nations to fund pensions and social care for a growing number of elderly people. To address this, it became important to find ways for older workers to stay in the workforce. At the same time, advances in digital and mobile technologies, along with high-speed internet, freed workers from traditional office settings. This flexibility led to more people freelancing, creating portfolio careers, participating in the sharing economy, monetizing their talents, or becoming entrepreneurs. Penny and Hurst introduced the term work style, which means having the freedom to decide when and where to work. They created Hoxby based on this work style culture. They discovered that this innovative work approach depends on three key conditions. 1. Asynchronous working. People work on their schedules, reducing unnecessary meetings. Employees have become more patient and no longer expect instant replies. Cloud-based documents allow seamless collaboration without needing to work at the same time. 2. Digital-first mentality. Team members use digital tools like Slack and Google Suite for all work and communication. 3. Trust-based culture. Communication improves when employees trust each other and evaluate work based on quality. This leads to more transparency and openness in the workplace. The benefits and challenges of work autonomy. Work autonomy means having control over how you do your job. Research shows that more autonomy can make employees feel happier, more engaged, and more satisfied with their jobs. This leads to higher productivity, lower staff turnover, less stress, and burnout. It also improves efficiency because remote workers need to communicate clearly and spend less time commuting. However, too much autonomy can have downsides. Some people struggle to balance work and personal life, becoming overwhelmed and unable to disconnect from work. To truly benefit from autonomy, you need to meet two conditions. First, understand your responsibilities and set clear work boundaries. Say no to projects that demand more time than you can handle. Second, autonomy must be a choice, not something forced on you. If you don't choose it, it's not true freedom. Find happiness through personalized work styles. Achieving well-being is a fundamental human goal. However, despite significant social and technological advancements, people today are no happier than they were decades ago. A work style that matches your strengths and preferences is the key to living a happy, fulfilling, and well-balanced life. 1 billion people deal with mental health issues, and for about 1 in 6, work is the main culprit. Here's how work style can turn that around. 1. Mind, instead of pretending to be someone else at work, work style encourages you to be yourself. Plus, it's not about sitting at your desk for hours on end, it's about getting stuff done. That means you don't have to overwork to prove yourself, which is a big cause of burnout. And hey, when you can set up your work environment just the way you like it, you'll find yourself putting your energy into what you love doing. So, work style isn't just about the job, it's about your well-being too. 2. Purpose. When your job matches what matters to you, it feels great. People who value how they work seek out companies that share their beliefs. Even when things get tough, having a purpose guides your career decisions. When you contribute to something important, it leaves a mark you can be proud of. 3. Learning. Learning is up to you. You get to choose how, when, and who teaches you. Connecting with folks from different backgrounds helps you grow personally. Plus, having freedom at work means you can learn in ways that suit you best. When you're responsible for your learning, you're more likely to stay motivated. 4. Connection. When your job fits around your life, you get more time to hang out with the people you care about. People who work flexibly tend to get along well with their coworkers because they work together instead of against each other. They also make strong connections with folks from all over the globe, thanks to the internet. Working from home can make it easier to talk to others without feeling nervous, which leads to more helpful and caring conversations. With this style of work, you get to decide when and how you want to chat with others. 5. Body. Regular jobs often involve sitting for hours, which isn't great for your health and can cause problems like heart disease and obesity. Flexible work means you're not stuck at a desk all day. You can choose what to eat and when to exercise, giving you more control over your health. Your productivity with work autonomy. Research shows that having control over your work boosts how much you get done. When you can choose how you work, you do better. This means you can do tasks in ways that suit you best, leading to higher quality results. Boosting your productivity isn't just about grinding away at work all day. It's about finding your rhythm and making the most of it. Here's how tweaking your work style can supercharge your output. 1. Energy boost. Forget sticking to the 9-to-5 grind. Figure out when you're at your best, whether that's in the morning or burning the midnight oil. Work when your energy levels are high, and surround yourself with people who uplift you. Balancing work and life equally can help you get more done. 2. Clarity kick. Traditional work setups, with endless meetings and crazy deadlines, can cloud your thinking. Get in the zone by working when your energy is peaking. Save the heavy lifting for when your brain is firing on all cylinders, and tackle lighter tasks when you're feeling a bit drained. Taking breaks to zone out or do simple tasks lets your brain make those crucial connections without you even realizing it. 3. Success. Getting good at something takes time and practice, and having the freedom to work your way helps a lot. When you become a master at something, you're more productive because you're excited to use your skills to solve problems or reach goals. People who work in their style spend time getting better at what they do, even when things aren't going perfectly. They focus on things they love and care about. 4. Trust matters. It's important to judge people by the quality of their work, not just how many hours they put in. This shows you trust them, which makes them want to do their best work. Trust also makes people more likely to take responsibility for what they do and to work well together. When everyone trusts each other, it's easier to communicate and cooperate, even if people come from different backgrounds or live in different places. 5. Work environment. You can now work from anywhere that gets your creative juices flowing, whether it's a cozy cabin in the woods or a customized home office. With technology driving most of our work, it's crucial to manage your digital space effectively to minimize distractions. The human development approach. Back in the 1990s, economist Mahbub ul-Haq came up with the human development approach. It's a way of measuring how well a society is doing by looking at how well each person is doing. In this approach, the way we work plays a big role in making society better. When people have the freedom and control to do their jobs the way they want, it makes their lives better. Plus, it opens up more chances for everyone and helps them take charge of their futures. 1. Potential. Many people face barriers to traditional work, like those with disabilities, mental health issues, or caregiving responsibilities. WorkStyle breaks down these barriers by letting everyone adapt work to their unique needs. It challenges stereotypes and removes obstacles like fixed schedules or needing to be in a specific place, so everyone can fully participate. 2. Behavior. Many UK workers face discrimination at work, which is not okay. The way work is usually done often rewards people for fitting in rather than for how well they do their job. But there's a better approach called WorkStyle. It promotes inclusion and fights inequality by allowing people to work asynchronously and remotely. This means they don't have to share personal details like their age, gender, or sexuality if they don't want to. And if they do decide to share, it's in a safe space. 3. Intelligence. Research proves that teams with different ways of thinking are better at solving problems than those where everyone thinks alike. WorkStyle encourages this diversity of thought. It's a place where people feel free to speak up with different ideas without worrying about getting in trouble. This freedom to think differently is what helps us tackle some of the toughest challenges out there. Key points. 1. Flexible work arrangements enhance well-being, productivity, and inclusivity. 2. Autonomy in work leads to happier, more engaged employees. 3. Personalized work styles foster purpose, growth, and connection. 4. Remote work promotes diverse thinking and healthier lifestyles. 5. Digital-first communication and trust-based cultures drive collaboration. 6. Aligning work hours with energy levels boosts productivity. 7. Inclusive work styles contribute to societal well-being and equality.